This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back, Sons of Liberty. Up with yours truly, Bradley Dean. Folks, hour two, broadcasting live out of Alaska. We're actually in Glen Allen. We did Glen Allen High School last night. Tonight we're going to be at Kenny Lake High School in Alaska as well. Kenny Lake High School starts at 6 o'clock. Get there early, friends. Giving you the heads up. Love to see you out there again in Kenny Lake High School, Alaska. We're going to be there tonight at 6 o'clock. We've been talking about much here, friends. It all started during the first segment concerning an individual who dropped a live feed on my site. He tagged my site with a video, and he was telling the American people, namely my friends in this particular case, that it's inevitable that the United States is going to be destroyed and our Constitution is done for, and there's nothing we can do about it. And then he goes on and says that, you know what, you may as well just enjoy what you have, folks. That is perfect judgment. That is perfect scripture for judgment. When you look at Jeremiah 5, friends, it's exactly what God judged. Those are the sort of people that said there is no hope. We're going to go on and serve our gods. Those are the people that offered hopelessness. Those were the people that God was judging. And, folks, during the second and the third segment, I started to tell you and I started to share with you in Numbers 14, where Caleb and Joshua, who wholly followed the Lord, came back with a good report, folks. They went out there. They partook with the fruits, right? They came back and they gave understanding to the children of Israel, saying it's a good land. Surely the Lord will give it unto us. He'll deliver it up unto us. In Numbers 14, you know what the people did? They bathed them, and they said, let's get some stones, and let's stone them, Joshua and Caleb, who wholly followed the Lord. I mean, they were looking at the ones that were leading the way to deliver them up, deliver themselves out of the hands of their circumstances, which was not good, to go into the promised land, but they were unwilling to take the land. And by the way, friends, this also comes to my aid. Numbers 32:23. You want to see the difference between real grace and a false grace? Because, America, you have been fed a false grace far too long in this country. But you need to understand that during going over to Numbers 32, I'm now away from Numbers 14, but going to Numbers 32, friends, keep in mind the children of Israel, those that were willing to fight, they went to Moses and they said, hey, listen, if we be found, if we're found in your good graces, Moses, let us just go ahead and stay where we're at. That's what they said to him. If we be found in your good graces is what they were saying, friends, let us just stay where we're at. Moses came back with a rebuke. He said, no, you're going to go and you're going to go and fight just like everybody else is. And when you get to the other side, then you can enjoy the inheritance that God has bestowed upon you. But it's not going to come without a fight. Folks, freedom isn't maintained anywhere in the world without a fight. Why is it that you've been led to believe through the counterfeit Christians in this country that, well, you know what, you're saved no matter what you do? No, we're to fight the good fight of faith. You know, furthermore, in your own personal salvation, you're to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's not for your priest to do or your pastor to do. Friends, you have the same Bible they do, and if you read your Bible, 9 times out of 10, you're going to find something wrong with a person probably preaching from the pulpit in the first place. And I'm not saying in every given circumstance. But I can tell you hands down, easily said, friends, that is the majority out there. I mean, how many times I do events, friends, and I'm talking, I said, matter of fact, last night I said, how many here are Christians? They all were. But you know what I noticed right off the bat, friends? They lightly esteemed the God of their salvation. And I'm not saying just yesterday. I'm saying across the boards. And when I begin to talk to these people, I can see that their conversation has not become with the gospel of Jesus Christ. In other words, their eye is not single. Their heart is not set with their whole heart to receive the kingdom of God. And yet again, the promises are, friends, that he's our inheritance and I'm his. And we're to be consecrated for his purposes. And let me go back to something too, friends, that I was saying during the first hour. Remember the conversation I was telling you about that I had this last week where an individual said to me, you know me, I'm at peace with everybody. Folks, these are the people that don't understand that the Lord said in James 4:4 that you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? And I was paralleling that, friends, and equating that to the fact that how is it that you're at peace with the world that's at war with God? How is it that you are? And isn't it interesting, Jesus said, the peace I give unto you is not as the world gives unto you. He said, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And keep in mind, it was Jesus that said that I didn't come to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword. How is it that you're at peace with this world? I'm curious. How is it that you're not striving to receive more power from on high as you fight, as you press into the kingdom of God, and as you understand Matthew 11:12, where it says the violent take it by force, where we need to break in to the throne room and receive the power of God to get the job done here, the revelation of God to get the job done here, the power of the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel to those that understand the good news is only given to those that are dead in their sin and to those that have repented from their sin before God, Acts 20, verse 21. And I want to tell you what, those are the people that are really born of the Spirit that are going to go out there and they're going to offer a whole lot of hope. And I want to tell you how you're going to get the hope. You're going to follow the lead. You're going to see that they're following the Christ. You're going to see the vine. You're going to see the branch. You're going to see the trail. And you're going to see nothing but life, but you're also going to see the cross on that trail. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Even those that desire to live godly will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But let me go back to that guy, friends, that I was talking about. You know me, I'm at peace with everybody. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? I want to tell you how it is that you have peace with the world because you're agreed with the world. You're okay with them killing babies. You're okay with them making your children a prey. You're okay with corruption in your government. You're okay with corruption in the church because, again, when you go to Jeremiah 6, he said, hey, listen, tell them to go back to the old past, but the people responded and said, we will not. We will not. Why is it that they didn't want to? Because, again, the same message that I'm preaching against today, friends, those that offer hopelessness, there's no sense. There's nothing we can do about it. Oh, yeah, friends, there's everything in the world that you can do about it. But, friends, let me ask you a question. If you're one of those that's just at peace with everybody, how is that scriptural? How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. How is it that you're friends with the world? Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the word of God. Hey, friends, the carnal mind is that enmity with God. You got to understand that. You want to understand peace in the spirit? Then be spiritually minded. We have the mind of Christ. And great is the peace of those whose minds are stayed upon thee. But it's stayed upon thee, knowing his marching orders all day long as we are on the battlefield today, friends, winning the good fight. Right? Friends, remember, we're going to come right back on the other side. God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. He always has and he always will. And it's called the good fight of faith. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Be right back on the other side.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back. It's the Sons of Liberty broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska, of all places, friends. Talking about one extreme to the next. And if we're not in Key West, Florida, we're in Alaska. We did Glen Allen High School last night, and tonight we're going to be at 6 o'clock Kenny Lake High School. Kenny Lake and High School. Kenny Lake High School in Kenny Lake. There you go. Alaska. Do come out. 6 o'clock start time. The horse is going to be running out of the gates, let me tell you. Just like this radio show today. Also wanted to tell you too, for my radio show friends that are listening right now, thank you for the words of encouragement. And I totally appreciate you guys. And thank you for carrying the show. We have many new affiliates over the last week. We received three more. I'll highlight them next week. And I also want to tell you listeners, thank you very much for causing us to be the number one radio show in the United States of America on Genesis Communication Networks every Saturday, and one of the top three for second, third, all week long. And, again, we couldn't do it without you. So we appreciate you. If you'd like to see that gauge, you can go over to Genesis Communication Networks even now, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Look at the top GCN live streams, Genesis Communication Networks. It fluctuates a little bit, but all weekend, folks, we are gauging at the top, and we appreciate that. Again, I wanted to let you know, if you'd like to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to bring this forth line upon line, precept upon precept, because right now I'm shooting from the hip. I'm just going with the Holy Ghost. Now, friends, if you're listening to the show, you need to understand something about this ministry. It's very prophetic. It's very black and white. And we're led by the Holy Ghost here. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, they are the sons and the daughters of God. Romans 8, I added the word daughters. In saying that, if you read the prophetic, you read the small prophets, you read the big prophets, you'll notice that they'll have a conversation. And right in the middle of the conversation, all of a sudden they'll go out in left field to some people. Or all of a sudden they'll get off topic for a moment and they'll go out into right field. See, a tree has many branches, and so does the giftings of the prophetic ministry. So when I'm talking about a certain topic and then all of a sudden I'll say, and P.S. and this, or this is for somebody, or just hold on a minute, I got to say this, someone needs this right now, it's a word in due season, you need to understand that's the gifting that's in operation here. So some people get all scatterbrained, like, where are you at? Just hold on. When you go into a restaurant and a waiter or a waitress, is, they approach you, the first thing they do is say, have you looked at the menu yet? And you say, yeah. Now, you need to keep in mind, everybody at your table or everybody in that restaurant's not ordering the same thing. The bread of life is given to those that are hungry, yes, indeed, but that's why you go into the restaurant. But when you go into the restaurant, you do need to understand that not everybody in that restaurant's ordering the same thing that you are. You have to feed them a different way. It's like in a school. It's the same thing. Some people are at different levels. Some people need to hear this. Some people need a confirmation. They need an exhortation, maybe a word of edification. Or maybe they need reproof, correction, and or instructions in righteousness the way that we all do. So if you're wondering at times, where did I just go? Just hang on a second. We'll come right back. There's someone out there that is needing what I'm saying right now. And I it's so much fun to operate in this gift. At times I'm ecstatic. I'm just like, this is so cool. And my heart is so involved with what I'm doing. I am sold out for the cause of my Lord and my people. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Folks, loving God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength is the fulfilling of do unto your neighbors as you would have them do unto you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And we know that the fulfilling of the law is loving, right? Read Romans 13 and you'll understand that as well. See, like I just did, that's this radio program, and there's so many different people that are listening, and there's only one little itty-bitty Bradley Dean, but there's a big, huge Holy Ghost that's in operation wanting to get to everybody, and I want to make the most of it. So let me finish up 1 Samuel 17, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to make real clear to what I have been saying over the last hour, if you didn't get it already. Most of you have, and I appreciate that. Going back to 1 Samuel 17, David taking it to the enemy because Saul and his armies were afraid to deal with the Goliath. See, David was a man after God's own heart. It tells us in 1 Samuel 17, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook. And he put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. He didn't capitulate. He didn't back up. He didn't allow him any longer to defy the armies of the living God. Once he had a knowledge as to what the enemy was doing, he didn't let it go on for 7 3/4 years. He didn't allow Goliath to violate the Constitution 1,083 times. He didn't allow Goliath to make the children of Israel a prey before an effeminate criminal, sodomite. Come on, friends. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to your circumstance. I'm bringing the living word, and I'm pointing the finger at you, everybody that's listening to me, man, boy, woman, or girl. It doesn't matter. You are the man, and you are the woman that has to take responsibility. Follow the example of Christ through David. And the Philistine came on and drew nigh unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said, Goliath said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods that don't exist. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Surely after I say that, saith Goliath, David's going to capitulate. He's going to run the other direction. But what did David say? Filled with the Holy Spirit, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, said David, concerning Goliath. And all the armies and the king himself were capitulating in the face of. And David said, I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. If I was in a black church right now, friends, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. And he's kicking the hell out of some, and he's putting the heaven into others. And that's the purpose of what we're called to do, just like David. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, friends? You don't bow, you don't burn. Hey, when Nebuchadnezzar says, when I play the music, everybody stop what you're doing and bow down unto him. They said, no, we're not doing that. It ain't going to fly. That ain't going to work out, Nebuchadnezzar. Just ain't going to do it. You don't bow, you don't burn. John and Peter said, what? It's better to obey God than man. And nowhere in Scripture are we commanded by God to disobey his blood-bought freedoms, which were established through the law and judgment, the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of mankind. I surely am not going to undo the cross by bowing before a tyrant that wants me to obey him rather than God. No way! No way! No way, America! It ain't Christian-like. It ain't Christ-like. And David understood that. Daniel understood that. Remember when Daniel said, King Cyrus, he said, hey, listen, you're going to have to, remember the people, his servants around the king there? They said that, you know what, we're going to make a decree that no longer can they pray. They were zeroing in on Daniel. And Daniel, just, you know, within himself, he laughed it off, in a sense. But I'm sure his flesh trembled in the sight of what they were trying to do. And they said, well, listen, you've made gods above the king, so therefore we're going to throw you to the lion's den. Daniel went to the lion's den. Indeed, he did. Read the book of Daniel, friends. And what happened? The angel of the Lord sent forth himself to protect Daniel in the face of what his enemies were trying to do. And he came out of it because he didn't bow to the king. And what happened? He was delivered. And what happened to those that threw him into the lion's den? They were delivered to the lion. And this is what I'm getting to. With David, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what I'm getting through every obedient child of God that loves God more than he loves himself, he that tries to save his life will lose his life, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Hey, friends, what I'm trying to get to is here, is when you don't bow, the God of our fathers is glorified, just like through Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember when Nebuchadnezzar threw him into the fire? Not a hair of their head was singed by the flame, but those that threw him in the fire were all burned to death. And what happened when they didn't bow? The fourth man showed up in the fire, didn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, what would they be saying? Bring it down, Brother Dean. I can hear him now. I can hear the host of heaven even saying it now. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Can I find the faithful among men, America? There's your fleece. We're the faithful among men that will respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, not to respond to the impotent message of the dead church in America. Counterfeit, whores, hirelings. What happened, friends, when they didn't bow? God was glorified, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Even the tyrant glorified and acknowledged the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you're going to see the same thing concerning David after he takes off the head of Goliath on the other side of this.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. The Sons of Liberty. Folks, getting a little fired up as to what's going on here. I got to give you the highlight real quick, friends, and the shout-out concerning where we're going to be tonight. Yesterday, we did Glen Allen High School in Alaska. We're broadcasting live out of Alaska. Beautiful country. Beautiful terrain, friends. God, oh, my gosh. You want to talk about God's country, America? Take a look around. Wow, we have everything that we could possibly ask for and then some. And aside of everything that he's given us, we have him. That's pretty awesome. And everything that's outside of him, that's secondary to him. And our end aim here, friends, is to be found in Christ as he is, so are we in this world. That's the great aim here. Amen? So we can understand and know the Lord. Not just with the head knowledge, but a heart experience as well. But going back, we're broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. We did the high school yesterday. We're going to be at Kenny Lake High School tonight at 6 o'clock. Kenny Lake High School tonight at 6 o'clock in Alaska. If you're in the area, we know it's Memorial Day weekend. There's a lot of people out right now. Do come out. Folks, it's always the same response. Every single time we do the broadcast, every time we do our program, and I'm not over-exaggerating that, even a jot or a tittle. Every single time we do an event, I wish I would have brought so-and-so. I wish I would have brought so-and-so. Hey, folks, the Holy Ghost shows up. And when he shows up, that's where he does a work. Let him do his work, but bring the people that he might do a work through. Again, Kenny Lake High School tonight at 6 o'clock, Alaska. Kenny Lake High School in Alaska at 6 o'clock tonight. We've been talking about David. We've been talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We've been talking about Daniel. We've been talking about the patriarchs of God. And we highlight their works. We highlight the fact that God was glorified through their obedience. And I was saying right before the end of the break of the last segment, friends, isn't it interesting to you that when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow to the whims of the tyrant Nebuchadnezzar in that particular situation, even when they threw them in the fire, it's when they were in the fire that the fourth man showed up. And those that threw them in the fire were destroyed by the fire that they put the children of Israel in, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And isn't it also interesting that when they didn't bow, not a hair of their heads was singed in that fire that was heated up seven times hotter? Do you see how they want you to deter in the face of a diabolical fear before a tyrant? Oh, they promote fear, don't they? Look at what will happen to you if you don't bow to us. Look at, we'll sick this person, or we'll sick this bureaucracy on you. We'll spy on you. We'll send forth the IRS to harass you. We'll send forth the new attorney general to basically indict anybody that dares expose one of our criminal organizations, namely Planned Parenthood. And we'll even make the American people pay for it. See, the children of God don't know that fear. They look at the problem, and they look at the God of Israel, and they see the answer. Because we're called to be overcomers in Christ. We're called to be made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And what is it, friends, I ask, that overcomes this world? This is what you need to hear. Even our faith. The faith of who? The Son of God. And when you have that faith, you don't so much as see the problem. You see the answer. You see the problem. You see the mountain. But you see the God that conquers the mountain through your obedience. That's what you need to see. That's what you need to know. And I'll tell you what, one glance on the crucified one, I'll tell you what, you'll never go back. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see, friends, that He is good. You all heard about the great orator who came to a college. And everybody looked at this orator as a great speaker. Man, he knew anything and everything that you could possibly throw by him. He was a smart guy. Very well read, very well versed. But he didn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He had a head knowledge of the Word of God, but he didn't experience the risen Christ because he was never crucified. He never repented. And as he went forward, one man with an apple stood up, and he looked at that smart professor, that great orator, and he said to him, "Hey, I got a question for you, Mr. Orator." And he said, "What's that?" He said, "The apple in my hand, is it sour or is it sweet?" Well, and the orator looked at him and said, I don't know if that apple's sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple." And the man took another bite of the apple, swished it around in his mouth, and he said, "You can't tell me if this apple is sour or sweet, for you've never tasted it." He said, "Neither have you tasted of my Lord Jesus Christ." And folks, when you taste and see that He is who He says He is, you'll never go back and you'll always know anything. Hey, folks, it tells us in John 10, it says, "The voice of a stranger we will not follow because we follow the Good Shepherd." Oh, my goodness. I'm having church here, friends. Just hold up. The voice of a shepherd, the Good Shepherd we know, the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Folks, there's two voices in this world. There's one of the Christ and there's one of the spirit of the world, and it's the spirit of Antichrist. 1 John 2. 1 John 4. Both chapters. There's so many people out there that have never tasted and seen that the Lord is good, because they have a religious view of Jesus Christ. Well, let me tell you what, if you see me, I'm 6'5", I have tattoos up and down my body, I have long hair. I'm not a religious guy. I'm one that the Lord said, "Hey, go out there, cry in the wilderness, make the path of the Lord straight, wake them up, let the Spirit be poured out upon those that are religiously rusty, and let's get rid of the rust of religion, friends." And I praise God that He looks at a man's heart and not the outward appearance. Because if that was the case, we'd be in a real serious predicament like we are today, because there's too many people that don't understand the things of the Spirit in so many different ways. Going back to my point, friends, again, there's another branch. It's another bunny trail to feed someone that came to the restaurant that wanted something off the menu. But friends, do keep in mind that when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow, even the tyrant Nebuchadnezzar said there is no other God except the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Every time you stand and you don't bow and you don't burn, God is glorified. And you can ask any biblical patriarch from Genesis all the way to Revelation. You don't bow, you don't burn. Daniel in the lion's den, you don't bow, you don't burn. Who did they proclaim, friends, at the end of the day through Daniel's obedience? The God the Father. There is no other God. There is none other name under heaven. Going to the New Testament, Philippians chapter 2. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. You don't bow, you don't burn. America, you don't bow, you don't burn. You don't bow, you don't burn. When you obey, the enemy is conquered. He's defeated at every given step. They don't know how to respond because the enemy is more afraid of the power of God unto salvation, because we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection more than anything else. And I want to tell you this. Martin Luther King Jr. was right. He understood redemptive power. He understood the power of God unto salvation. He's the one that said, until you find something to die for, you haven't found something to live for. And he got that directly, extracted that from the Christ. When the American church, when the American believers stand up and actually believe what the Word of God says and they respond accordingly, they're going to have a different country. You're going to have a different country, friends. And that's what my great aim is to wake up the dead church. Let me get back over to 1 Samuel 17. And I want to give you the victory here. David said, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. Folks, look at circumstance. Now look to the Christ. And when you look at Christ crucified, I'll tell you what, you receive faith that brings your doubts, your unbelief, your circumstances to naught. Because now you have the faith that overcomes this world, and guess where it is now? As you're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, as you're joint heirs with Christ, you walk upon the circumstance, friends, in victory in Jesus' name. He said, David did, to Goliath, I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Wait a second. So little David stands up to the face of Goliath, who was defying the armies of the living God, one youth that was tried while he was in the sheep cot watching over the sheep, by a lion and a bear. He was confident in God, but you can see that God was raising him up by bringing the lion and the bear for Goliath. There's so many people that don't get past the first grade in Christianity because they don't believe the Christ that they say they believe in. I mean, just think about this, America. Believers that don't believe. Oh, my goodness, America's filled with them. I mean, they call themselves Christians, and then if you ask them, what does this scripture mean, or do you believe this scripture, they say, well, I don't exactly agree to it. They bring forth about deconstructionism. They begin to give their interpretation of what their carnal mind interpretates, what only the Spirit can give. And then they wonder why they're self-defeated, why they're self-condemned, why the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And folks, every single time without fail, you know what the great stumbling block is? The cross of Christ. Self-denial, mortifying the deeds of the flesh, Colossians 3, Galatians 5, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. They know nothing of that because they haven't crucified the flesh. And that's the work of the Holy Ghost. As we pray, Lord, create in all of us clean hearts and renew right spirits within us. Yes, indeed. That's the work of the Holy Ghost, because when you go over to Titus, it talks about the renewing of the Holy Ghost and the regeneration of the Holy Ghost. But we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us from the heart, Romans 6. And then we get the promise. Blessed is the man, James 1, 18. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised them, to them that love him. Oh, my goodness, folks. We're coming up on the last segment. This is like crazy stuff. I mean, you want to talk about a long-winded brother from another mother? It's me. I praise God for the Holy Ghost. Folks, this is an overflow. Let me say it this way. My cup overfloweth, because out of my belly floweth rivers of living waters to feed the people. And I praise God for it. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Again, friends from Glen Allen, Alaska. Glen Allen, Alaska, friends. We did the high school last night. We're going to be doing another high school tonight at Kenny Lake High School in Alaska. Kenny Lake High School tonight at 6 p.m., Alaska. I will be there. Take the time, friends, to come over. I know it's Memorial Weekend, and by the way, we thank God for every one of our veterans. From, hey, folks, you name it. I have more respect for our veterans than I think anybody else does, and I'm not saying that to belittle anybody else's admiration or gratitude, but I am telling you what, my heart is there because I understand, I guess, a little bit coming from a military family and the message that I give on a daily basis. The gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ, and I guess I live there. And for the purpose of that and saying all that to say this, friends, I just want to tell you, all you veterans, thank you for your service in so many different ways. I don't have words to express my gratitude, but I'll tell you what, I'll show you my gratitude by what I do, by my deeds and not words. And that's why I say 1 John 3:18. But again, we're there. We're in Alaska. And we're going to be at Kenny Lake High School in Alaska tonight at 6 p.m. I know that you're busy. I know that you're probably looking for a break, but I'll tell you what. Don't be one of those that says, I wish I would have came or I wish I would have brought somebody else. It's the same response given without fail after every program that we do. We heard it several times last night again. But again, friends, let's finish this off. Now, friends, I wanted to finish this, the first segment of this hour, but that just didn't fly, again, because there's so many people looking at the menu, and they need something different from the bread of life, him being the Christ Jesus, our Lord. I want to bring this to a consummation. 1 Samuel 17.
Again, this day the Lord will deliver thee into my hand. This is what David said. There's no doubt, there's no wavering. I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and of the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Amen. How did they know that God was in Israel? Because David took it to the face of the enemy. He took him on his own ground to dispossess them. Not to be dispossessed, but to possess the enemy by dispossessing them. And folks, that's exactly the church's business. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. But through my obedient vessels, unto them is given the Holy Ghost, Acts 5. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Listen carefully. And the battle is the Lord's, said David, and he will give you into our hands. Now, what would the Lord have done had it not been for David? Not that he works or he can't work independently of man, but what would he have done if David didn't respond? He needed the man that would respond to the Spirit of God, that God might be known through David. Folks, we work with the Lord, not independently of the Lord, though he can if he wills. But there is a reason that he created man, that he might work with him. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose, the enemy, and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened. He ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. He ran at the enemy. Folks, let me tell you what. When you respond to the Spirit of Christ and you take it to the enemy, they don't know how to respond. That's all they know how to do is shout and shoot. Let them call you names. David understood that. But you know, while Goliath was sitting there telling him and cursing him by his gods that Goliath created in his own mind, hey, folks, do keep in mind that David was taking every thought captive and making it obedient to the word of Christ. And when he was doing that, guess what was coming into David's heart? Well, Goliath was shouting him down. He didn't hear a word Goliath said. He was being filled with faith because he knew his God by being tried to the lion and the bear. He already knew he was going to overcome. He was assured. He was given the faith of the Son of God. And it says, and he put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. That stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon the face of the earth. So David prevailed. The church of Christ prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Now here's the kicker, friends. Here's the kicker. You know how David took off Goliath's head? He took the weapon out of Goliath's hand, and at length, he took off Goliath's head with Goliath's sword. You need to understand the culture war, because it's not very difficult to take the weapons, their little wooden swords, friends, out of their own hands, so at length they commit suicide by falling upon their own little wooden swords, like Goliath did with David. David took out Goliath and chopped off his head with Goliath's sword. America, that's called faith, which is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. He already knew his God. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took Goliath's sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut his head off therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, guess what? The enemy fled. The enemy fled. Not the righteous. The enemy fled. The enemy fled in the face of one. God doesn't need a majority to prevail. He needs a small minority that's willing to set brush fires in the minds of men. And folks, let me tell you something. Fire is contagious. That's why people listen to the Sons of Liberty like John Wesley. The world comes and watches me burn on a daily basis. And I'm more than happy to burn folks, that you might know the God of our salvation in Jesus Christ. The process isn't always fun. Hey, friends, I say to the older generation who teach hopelessness, I want to tell you that you're despised for what you leave undone, because everyone sees your ungodliness, your godlessness. And furthermore, I have a question for you that offer hopelessness to the next generation or even to this generation. What Bible is it that you're reading? What new version of the Bible have you been dummied down to believe is the Word of God? Or are you even reading the Word of God? See, because when I hear these people say things that there is no hope, it's inevitable, the country's destroyed. Folks, I'm trying to figure out how that works. The only one that's going to destroy this country, folks, is God through judgment to a disobedient people that deserve it. I'm no more worried about our enemies within and without than I am the devil himself. Because with God before me, and if God before me, who can be against me? And the fact of the matter is, your enemy should be afraid of you. Never live your life where your enemies aren't afraid of you. Mean what you say concerning the Word of God. And see it through when you start it. Or even if you are not the one that initiates the battle, finish it. My mom always used to tell me, someone tells you you can't do it, do it. And I said at the first segment of this show today, first hour, friends, that a preacher once said that when you see a good fight, get into it. Hey, friends, you don't have to look for a fight. And by the way, you don't even have to initiate it. You have your enemies all over the place initiating fights that you need to stand up and understand that you have the law of God on your side and the God of that law on your side to take it to the enemy. And when you take it to him again, you'll get the victory in Jesus' name. You'll get the victory. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com for us. Look at the stuff that's being posted from across the country. It runs counter, of course, to the state-controlled narrative. But it's the truth. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check it out. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Look what's going on in your country. Folks, the victory is yours. Furthermore, we're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. We are to respond to God's commands and take His promise by faith. And when I read the book of Psalms, I see where David bore his cross, but God always gave him the victory. My Bible teaches that God is the deliverer, and when we take heed, pay careful attention to His Word, He gives us the victory every time. Now, folks, let's take this back to our forefathers back in the 1700s. This is it. It's all over with, said they. Jesus is coming to get us out of here. No. Our forefathers responded to God, and God responded to them. They took heed unto Him, and He bestowed upon them the victory through the Revolutionary War. Again, remember our national motto, friends. No king but King Jesus with flags waving, appeal to heaven. See, because they saw their responsibility and answered the call. And when we call upon the God of our forefathers, even now, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Son of the Most High God, Jesus Christ, He'll answer. He promises He will answer. And His word will not return unto Him void, Isaiah 55. It will prosper in the thing that He sent it forth to do. Jeremiah 33:14-15, Behold, America, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel, the children of God, and to the house of Judah in those days. And at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David. You can also read Isaiah 11. And he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Hey, friends. Your enemies are daring the justice of God. Hey, church, respond and show them what that...
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.